No one wants to think about the possibility of a storm of wildfires ripping through their town, or a magnitude 9 earthquake, or what they would do in the tsunami or landslides that came afterward. But catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina 10 years ago, or the wildfires ravaging Washington and Montana right now, they don't politely announce themselves. In cities, they need to prepare. So that brings us to Seattle. It's a city that's prone to earthquakes and landslides. There's also an active volcano nearby. Yep, that's Mount Rainier. Barb Graff is the director of Seattle's Office of Emergency Management, and she's in charge of preparing Seattleites for the very worst. Barb, welcome.
Thank you, Todd.
There is, I've read, a 15% chance of a magnitude 9 quake along the subduction zone near Seattle over the next 50 years. That's a pretty good chance.
We've got three different types of earthquakes that hit the Northwest, and the one you're talking about is a subduction zone earthquake. Very large, lasts for minutes, not seconds, the kind that ripped through Anchorage, Alaska in 1964. But we also are prone to earthquakes that can happen very shallow within the Earth's crust, right under our feet. There's a fault that's actually named the Seattle Fault. And then every 20 to 30 years or so, we have a deep source earthquake like we had in 2001, 1965, and 1949.
What kind of early warning system does Seattle have now?
It's not just Seattle. Since earthquakes are so large, you have to have a warning system that protects a much larger area. The University of Washington and the U.S. Geological Service has been instituting an earthquake early warning program that would warn all of Western Washington and some, I believe, into Western Oregon as well. And that's being prototyped at the moment. An earthquake early warning system has really two parts to it. One is sensing the motion and sending a signal. If the epicenter, the center of the earthquake, is very near, you only get a couple seconds warning. If it's further away, say in southern British Columbia or northern California, you might get a few minutes of warning. But the second part of the system is for people to know what to do with it. And so there needs to be technology installed in hospitals and in transportation corridors that would shut down critical applications without any type of human intervention.
So that part's automatic, but once all the automatic stuff happens, you really need a culture of preparedness. That's hard to do because people have a culture of wanting to do lots of other things besides prepare for a disaster that they don't want to think about. So what does Seattle do to get those Seattleites down with preparing?
We teach at least 250 programs every single year, directly reaching about 8,000 people minimum, in order to teach them about the risk of earthquake and other hazards and what they can do to protect their safety. Additionally, we reach out to people within cultural groups or English as second language groups in order to teach them to teach their own communities in order to have more of an exponential effect.
So I don't know if there's a way to answer kind of a snarky question, but in your estimation, Barb Graff, Seattle is ready for the big one? I guess you're never really ready.
You're never completely ready, but you never stop chipping away at preparedness. So the voters here in Seattle passed a levy several years ago that seismically retrofit all of our fire stations. We've installed generators at our largest community centers that could act as shelters. We pre-positioned emergency supplies throughout the community. We hardened our hydrants so that the fire department could draw water directly from reservoirs if they needed to. Our public utilities works with other neighboring cities on resiliency studies. So you just never stop.
A city of preppers, that's what Seattleites are. Major preparedness going on in anticipation, possibly, of the big one that we all hope never comes. Barb Graff is director of Seattle's Office of Emergency Management. Barb, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Todd.